Welcome back to another episode of Cousins and BS, that podcast where we inhale the good shit and exhale the bullshit, sharing our opinions on more Caribbean myths and stereotypes week after week after week. And of course, here with me tonight to do it is the rest of the cousin gang. Hey fam.
Hey fam.
Did everybody have a good week?
Yeah, well busy.
Anything exciting happen today or this week?
Not at all, just the great USA life. Work, work, work.
work. Guys, go ahead, Lele.
Just work and the COVID patient them getting out of hand.
Oh, no, not that. Guys, that's Cousin Lele and Cousin Red, and I'm Cousin Smishy. And on tonight's episode, as the title of the episode suggests, we want to call some bullshit on hilarious Caribbean food myths that we should all stop believing. So if there's a certain food out there that you've been missing out on because of the stories you've heard, just name the food, yeah, man. We'll soon come back. And we are back. So guys, we want to talk about some hilarious Caribbean food stereotypes. Well, I guess not stereotypes, but myths that we have heard growing up. And we dare not question these things because we live by them. And once you hear your grandmother say it or your mom, you just believe that it is true. But the older we get, we start to realize that, I don't know, is this superstition? Is this true? Is this a myth? Like, what is going on with that? So that is what we wanted to tackle tonight, because you know, as Caribbean people, we love food. We take pleasure in creating foods that are not just delicious, but you know, they're very healthy and satisfying. And we would all say, like, I don't know how I'm gonna live if this wasn't a part of my life or my daily habit. So guys, what are some myths about Caribbean food, like one that you've heard and you just always believed it to be true, but you never questioned it, or you've always questioned it and you want to talk about it?
The one with the coffee, when like as a child they always say like the stunt your growth or whatever.
Coffee make your head tough?
Not too.
That one, I think because of that, today I am not a coffee drinker. Like, I have never had coffee. And I don't think I ever will, because growing up, my grandmother used to all, like, she would always make it and it smelled good. And like every time I would say, Grandma, can I have some of that? She'd be like, no, you make your head tough and you don't want your head for tough. And so I felt like that stayed with me as a child into adulthood. And I'm a tea person. Like, I don't drink coffee at all.
I drink tea, but I just start drinking like a lot of coffee at work. Okay. But I just feel like that's just bullshit. But all these, that's no.
But growing up, do you think that it's because you've heard that in your household, why you never had coffee, or you were scared to have it?
To me, I used to not really necessarily stunt your growth, but I think they say it because I think they believe, you know, first of all, coffee have caffeine in it, and kids not really supposed to drink caffeine at a young age. So that too, and I think people, they probably realize that like it's a big person drink, not like a kid's drink.
Yeah.
You know, at that age, you shouldn't be drinking that anyhow. So I don't know if they just said that just because of that reason, or them probably all that say just because them hear them grandmother or them mother say it, so them just carried along with them.
I don't know, Red, what do you think?
So I'm an expert in this field.
Okay, shed it all onto us. Let's hear it.
So I started drinking coffee probably when I was like 10 months old.
How did you even know that you were having coffee at 10 months old?
That's what I was told. All right.
Yeah,
that's
so you were told this. You're not like a super baby or something. Like, what?
Well, that's what they told me. All right.
Mm-hmm. Probably that's why I had tough then. Mm. I get it.
Exactly.
I was just about to say that.
That was going to be one of my points. That was going to be one of my points. All my life, I have, every morning, I drink a cup of coffee. Minimum two cup of coffee.
So would you say you're addicted to coffee now?
No, I'm not addicted, but okay. If I don't drink coffee, my head's going to hurt me.
Okay, so you're addicted. That's literally
the caffeine, because you lack of caffeine.
Right. I need it. My body, My body's used to it. My body wants it. I give my body what it wants.
Okay.
If I was trapped on a desert island, mm-hmm. and I didn't have coffee, oh well. But in that scenario, I have my coffee. So I drink my coffee. I've been drinking coffee since I can tell you.
I mean, I'm not mad at coffee drinking people or people who hog coffee, especially here in America. Like, people run on coffee. Like, especially in corporate America, you don't dare approach somebody in the morning unless they've at least had 2 cups of coffee, at least in my office. So
the funny thing is, all my life growing up, my grandmother made coffee every morning. Mm-hmm. One teaspoon of coffee every mm-hmm. morning. And I don't like my coffee sweetened, no mm-hmm. sugar, nothing.
So you like pinch your coffee like you like your women? Salty and black?
I'm a little biased on the black side, but that's a different story.
Damn, is your girlfriend not black?
What are you considering black? That's the thing. Are you considering culture, ethnicity, or complexion?
Okay, well, I don't consider. I'm not going to talk about black when it comes to complexion, because I always say that I am black. And when I use my emojis, I use the blackest one. And people are like, oh, my God, you're not that dark. And I'm like, I am black.
Ah, well, see, you're misrepresenting us light-skinned people. That's what you're doing right there.
I don't want to be called light-skinned.
I think you're offending black people as black.
No, I'm not.
You don't even know it.
And I mean, a white person is not going to look at me and call me white. I am black, so why not?
A black person not going to look at you and call you black either.
What do you mean?
Listen to what you just said.
A black person is not going to look at me and call me black. What are they going to call me?
Brown? Am I calling bullshit on something?
I'm calling bullshit on people who try to... You know what this goes back to, Lele? This goes back to that whole colorism growing up in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Yep.
This goes back to what my aunt tell me. If you kill someone, the news reports say 5'6", light brown complexion, hazel eye... They're not going to say, Wesley Snipes black. No, you're brown, okay? There's shades, different shades of the color.
I agree with that. I'm not, you know, denouncing that, but
I think you're offended black people by
abuse. No, that's what happened when you grew up in America and they give you all these titles.
Exactly.
Of being black American, black this,
African
Caucasian this, whatever.
Yeah.
That's... You know,
and I don't resonate with that. I don't identify with that. I am a black woman, and that is what I will be. If you call me Bronin, that's up to you. I'm not gonna answer. But enough about that. Let's get back to your coffee story. So you like your coffee with no sweetener, no additives, just a little bit of salt.
The pinch of salt. That's it. Just like I love a woman, pinch of salt.
Salty. I mean, you can't be a true Jamaican man if you don't like a little spice in your girl.
Nothing in my coffee, though. So I like my coffee just the way you just described.
Right.
But the thing is, when I first moved here, my dad's not a coffee drinker. Mm-hmm. Neither is my stepmom. So I had the worst 2 weeks of my life until... I got a coffee pot.
But first of all, at 10 years old, why the heck are you even having coffee?
I told you, I drink coffee since I was about 9 months. Mm-hmm. I drink coffee.
If only
that's
my grandmother could have heard this. No, she doesn't say.
That's what I do. So maybe there's some truth with making your head hard, because I'm like a rock.
Yeah.
You know, I don't. Once my mind's made up, ain't no changing it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's some truth there, but I don't know about stunted growth.
I don't know about the stunting of the growth either. Maybe that was just a thing to scare younger kids away from drinking it. I mean, I'm not mad at it for people who love coffee, you know, more tea for me.
But on the flip side, they say coffee cure, well, not cure, but helps with Alzheimer's and memory loss.
That is a very contradicting cure or a flip side to that, because if it
that's what they say, you know, I'm gonna call bullshit on that.
I'm calling bullshit on that one.
My grandma had Alzheimer's, and I don't think nobody drink more coffee than her than me.
I was about to say my grandmother and great grandmother both suffered from dementia too, and they drank a lot of coffee. So there we go.
Exactly. So that's that. So that's why I don't believe none of these things. That's why I just listen to my body.
Say what, Lele?
Just a myth.
I'm gonna say I believe that one because I've never had coffee and I feel like my head is not hard, so I'm gonna go rock out with my grandma on this one.
To be honest, coffee's pretty terrible if you think about it.
Yeah,
it is, because I mean it's the caffeine, because you know your body also these type of caffeine whatever
but then you acquire a taste for it and it's like I understand it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not everybody has the palate for Guinness, but it's a very good beer.
I'm right there with you. I don't have the palate for Guinness.
Exactly. And that's my favorite beer.
I feel like it's an acquired taste, and maybe coffee is just an acquired taste.
It is. It's pretty terrible. If we know an orange tastes good, right?
Mm-hmm.
We also know a lime tastes bad, right? So I can tell you as a coffee drinker, it is terrible, you know?
Well, on the note of that, that is like the perfect segue into another one that I heard a lot growing up as a kid, is that orange rutnia balls. Have you heard that one? No?
That's another bullshit.
No.
I'm starting to think this is from Manchester.
I am from St. Elizabeth, and always here's the, listen, this is how we used to even, like, get my brothers to, like, when mommy used to get the bag of oranges and when she buy them and bring them home, like, my brother's not going to eat it, and we used to eat orange as a kid. We used to put salt on the orange, like, you slice it into, you put salt on it, rub it up, and then, like, the moment I say this to, like, my little brother, like, you know, if you eat orange, you're rotting your balls. You not eat that. And I feel like a lot of men.
I think they probably said that to him because they love orange.
So he don't eat. I think that's just eat up all the orange
in one go.
Well,
that's probably why I didn't say that.
I think that's your whole soul.
That, I can say that is also borderline superstition, but one of the famous Jamaican comedy that I loved watching, and I think maybe I only fully understood it when I was older and I rewatched it. It was called Smile Orange. Have you ever seen Smile Orange? With the guys that work at the hotel in Montego Bay, like set like way back in the early 90s. And so the guy was from like Hanover, and whenever they would be in like the kitchen, you know, because they were busboys and like chefs and all those people.
I've seen it.
And so he was peeling the orange and he's forcing the guy to eat, and he's like, why you never want to eat the orange? And he said, because orange rotten your balls, sir.
Oh my god.
His name is Busboy, but the guy's name,
I think I know what you're talking about,
I forgot the guy's name, but the younger guy's name, they call him Busboy. And so what the guy's theory was, maybe the people who actually grew the orange in Westmoreland never want people to pick it off, so them just say orange rotten your balls. But that's another one that I heard a lot growing up. So
how about if you eat mackerel at night, they ride you?
What? No, I'm here. If you eat rice late at night, they ride you.
No, mackerel ride you.
I never hear that yet.
That happened.
And I think by ride, what most Jamaican or people in the Caribbean mean is that it settles on your stomach. It's an uneasy feeling because it is not digest properly.
Yeah,
but
be a belt.
But have you ever heard the one where they say Well, this goes back to another one about men. Like, men not fit eat passion fruit or anything sour because it would kill them nature. Have you heard that one?
Yeah. So, hackberry, put in nature.
Anything. So I feel like...
I need some of that.
To cut your nature. And by cutting nature, for American listeners, it means, like, it would have an effect or prevent you from having erection.
Make you impotent.
Yeah, that too. And I don't know. Why take the chance, though? If they had said something about that, like, why take the chance?
I have no idea.
So do you like passion fruit?
Passion fruit is sweet. I love passion fruit. Crack it, eat it up. I always hate it with hackberry. The hackberry is so delicate with the nature. So you're like, yo, it's low.
Or June plum. Or June plum.
June plum too.
The green one, yeah.
So that's the times I heard it. And now like a deliberately aimed at you, but I'm like, yo, loading some fruit that they cut the nature. I don't know if you guys used to do that. Take the ugly fruit then. Cut them, I mix them with sugar, I eat them.
Huh? And then eat the fruits after you drink the juice after.
Yeah, so ugly fruit is like grapefruit, but it's rough and bumpy.
Oh, yeah, like, really so sour. We call them sour lime. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugly,
squeeze them in a little syrup.
What we do, you cut them up and then pour sugar on top of them. I eat them.
Oh, okay. Just like, I never did that.
We had a big tree. A really big tree.
We had a orange tree or a couple orange tree in the yard where or a navel string was planted under them because they always say, you know, the way the tree grows determines or reflects the growth of the child. So mine was long on maga and then it dead, so I don't know what that means.
Jamaican people full of foolishness.
It's not foolishness. I feel like it's a lot of midwives' tale and superstition that has been passed down from, or, you know, ancestors. And I feel like it's important.
Let me tell you something. What? My mother had a coconut tree that her navel string was planted on. For about 36 years, that coconut tree never produced a coconut, right? And then one day I decided to drive my old rusty machine they used to use for fireside. Do that next year, the coconut tree basically couldn't bear no more.
Yeah, it just didn't need that, like a shaken up.
No. It didn't need some iron in the head.
Shake up your fallow grounds.
Yeah, and my grandfather tried to kill me because I did that. You know,
Oh my God. Well, another one that, let's see if you all have heard about this lately. Have you ever heard that papaya would make man infertile?
No.
I know a lot of men that don't eat papaya because I believe that too.
Because they taste so damn bad.
I love papaya.
Me too. But it's okay for women to have.
Waste man's fruit, papaya.
I remember one day my daddy had one and daddy was peeling it. I'm going to say, daddy, enough to eat it. This is like he was probably in his 60s at the time or 70s, early 70s. And I was like, daddy, you know, for eating, he said, why? I'm saying you will make it infertile, your daddy, but at this age. and after so many kids, maybe it's time for me to be infertile. So, I don't know.
That's one thing I never care about, Papa.
Oh, really?
Big waste on fruit.
Oh.
That cantaloupe. Jesus Christ.
I eat a good piece of cantaloupe since there, so.
Honeydew.
Yeah.
Waste of fertile and grown.
I don't really care. I mean, like, I could live without cantaloupe the same way I could live without jackfruit. Like, I don't really care for it.
That too.
Yeah.
Like, waste man's fruit too.
I don't know how people go crazy over jackfruit. I don't know.
Nope.
Nice and stink.
Yeah.
You know the best part of jackfruit?
What?
Rough jackfruit seed. It's like a big almond.
I don't even... The only way I know... that's cashew from Kushu. Yeah. Well, we call it Kushu, but yeah. Oh my God. Like, there's so many memories. But yeah, so we digress. So another myth or hilarious one And or list is that breadfruit make you coward. No, me coward.
I think I heard that, yeah.
Me coward, I mean enough breadfruit. So this one, here, breadfruit. Half it true. This one, yeah, half it true. Have you ever heard that one?
Let me hear it, but that. Which farm of breadfruit make you coward? Boiled breadfruit or roast breadfruit or fried breadfruit?
Just,
which one?
Just breadfruit in general.
No, sir.
Because they, according to you know, our ancestors or the stories that have been passed down is that when you eat breadfruit, you sit dopey. So that equal the cowardness because you're afraid.
Well, ancestors need that beaten, right now.
No, there is probably some truth to the origin.
Whoever come for that, this myth
there's a reason,
about food
there's a reason,
and stuff.
There's a reason why they're not here with us right now.
I'm calling bullshit on that. I believe in this one. But we can't stop eating breadfruit. I love breadfruit. Oh, my God. I love breadfruit. Roast or fried, boiled, I'm not here.
There's only one way to eat breadfruit. Roast, then fried.
No, there's only one way to eat breadfruit. Put it in your mouth and swallow it.
No, I hate breadfruit.
Breadfruit in a soup tastes
good
enough?
Mm-hmm. I hate boiled breadfruit.
Or when you boil it with, like, dumpling and banana and then you fry it over the next morning. Oh Jesus. Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter which version, once you end up fried, it's good.
That is a really good one. So another thing that I wanted to talk about, and maybe a lot of our listeners right now are probably saying, like, how comes this I wanted to come up yet? But you know, in Jamaica, like, we cook our food with, like, a lot of herbs, spices, and like a lot of people, depending on where in the island or in the Caribbean you're from, you have a special way of cooking things. You know, like everybody have their own special touch or special way that they think is the right way to do it based on what they inherited from their direct line of grandmothers or great grandmothers or whatever. So we usually are excited whenever it's time to eat something, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You know, say it's like it tastes good, so you're always ready to eat it. And so it's known in the Caribbean that stew peas tie man, and by tying a man we mean it bonds your lover to you. So
let me hear that.
But it's not just any kind of stew peas, it's a special pot of stew peas. And by special, no, so you've never heard that one before?
I heard that.
Well, Lele, it's not for the woman to tie a woman, it's for...
I know, but whoever man may...
Listen.
Clearly, as a man, that doesn't work on me.
Well, clearly, nobody never cooked it for you yet.
I had soup several times.
But maybe your mom cooked it for you, or a family member.
I had some females. My grandma always warned us. Yeah. About eating soup on shrimp.
Exactly, because that was the notion behind it.
I think it's more what the people might put in it, because I don't eat pork.
No, it's not necessarily the meat either, though. It's when I say special.
The meat.
No, it's not the meat, guys. Do I have to spell it out? It's the special thing. So, okay, so maybe this will help you all navigate where I'm coming from with this. So they always say, like, some men will say, the only time me eat stew peas from my woman, because I'm my woman, I'm in war, she not dip on our cycle.
Does that ring?
Yeah, so that is literally the notion behind it. When they say a special pot, they know say, you know, it's two piece for your woman around that time of month, especially if you piss her off and you do something and you come home and there's a pot of stew peas on the fire. Stop me in a sup.
It's the same thing they say about soup. You think I'm gonna pass some soup?
No, so you know how people have been saying, like, you know, there are several songs in Jamaica where they say, oh, you know, picking our Thai man or picking our whole man. Or, you know, the more recent one is like the only thing that can keep a man is a man that wants to be kept, unless you're from the Caribbean and you get some stupies with catch me in a hit. So,
yo. Well, I mean, we're adults here. I always hear about it,
yeah.
But I can't see how that would affect.
Because it's just so, I mean, I don't either, but it's just so unsanitary to think that somebody would use that and boil it into the stupies. I mean, I don't know what I mean, I understand how the tie-ins work, but as much bars that I have been into, I hear the man them talk, I'm gonna say, yo, can't lift the cross is gal, and I look like the gal time, you know, shouldn't hit that stupid.
maybe I'm meal to getting tired, because
I don't care what she do. Me can't live. Me just keep on coming back.
The
whole
thing never work it, Keith. Know yourself.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, trust me. I would have got tired a long time ago if that was possible.
but yeah, I know like a lot of people in the Caribbean now that don't eat stupies because of this superstition or myth, and they probably will only eat it if they go to a restaurant or something like that and buy it.
Well, you're right. I'm not unless you have corned beef or chicken foot night. So that's the first thing. Even has a special ingredient in it. That.
Well, he said your immune system strong.
Yeah. We live in America. You know, they put food outside. More concerned about living than getting tired.
Guys, on that note, do not go anywhere. We will be right back. And we are back. Thank you guys for staying tuned. We are back to debunk more of these myths about Caribbean food. Some are very hilarious, as you guys have caught on earlier. But we're just going to jump right back into our conversation about these myths. So another funny one that we were talking about just now is kaotong soup, or any soup for that matter. You know, it's known in the Caribbean that cocod will boost or improve your sex drive. Among a lot of other food, because when I talk about the trangbak, the steamed fish and the okra. And
okra body.
Mm-hmm. So have you guys heard about that?
About the kaotong. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Is that myth or is that true?
Just to talk about the kaotong, that is so disgusting. So to me,
first of all, I think people believe it's true, but clear, it's a myth.
I mean, is it the way how it literally like drives so many different aspects? Like you would hear a man say, "Yo, mega beat some work or mega match don't work, but mega stop and get some of the Irish match from Dread or." Make a stop and get a steamed fish or okra or some soup on a train line, something, because they feel that, you know, this is going to help them perform better in the bedroom.
So first of all, I'm not on the freakiness in my mission. I'm on the cod, I'm on the tongue, all right? First of all, it smells funny, look weird when I want it, all right?
So you have never had the freaky soup?
No. And this is something I do frequently. When I'm in the yard, at least 2 times a day, I'm going on a trail line.
Yeah.
So my brother say, "Yo, you can't raise the dead nobody." I say, "Me no want that. Me just want soup." Me busy about sex drive. The soup is not Viagra. Okay.
But do you?
They probably said that because the kaotong probably does have some form of, I don't know,
aphrodisiac, like, in there.
It's just like them say certain food give you a lot of minerals or whatever.
That's why so they're probably saying, no more tigers
I don't know.
or rhino horns. people believe that bullshit.
But I feel like more so, rather than what it actually does for you and whether it's debatable whether it actually helps with that or not, I feel like it does a great deal for men's ego. And once your ego is up, then you're gonna naturally perform better. Cause yeah, tell yourself, you know how them said the mind is very powerful. So even if the cold cut soup not do nothing for you, you just thinking at your head, so because you drink the cup of soup there, yeah man, things are gonna go on. And so it boosts your ego. And then just like that, just like how them believe say peanut and oats with a supple gin, because they'll say, you know. But maybe it has medical properties, maybe it doesn't. Like I don't know.
Listen here, all the fellas listening, all the female left right now, I'm gonna tell you the secret. Turn two Guinness quick to your head.
Here I know.
You go on a mission. You will never come back. You have to pray to Jesus to come back. That. That's the secret.
But there's so many foods and juices like that in the Caribbean that people put behind that. When you talk about the carrot juice, the soursop juice, you don't know about Magnum.
Magnum, no, that was a myth.
Magnum have something in there. Okay, Lele, tell us about your Magnum experience.
Listen, my nipples are.
What?
Magnum, that's little tingling sensation in your body.
Why?
All of a sudden, you're not flexible in bed, but all of a sudden you get flexible after drinking Magnum and
backflip? Backflip? Lizard lamb? Wheelbarrow?
Yo, Magnum, put in the word for Magnum.
How are you say? Big up yourself, Magnum.
Magnum can't sponsor me. Sponsor the show, yeah.
Damn. Well, I didn't know that. I've never had Magnum. Well, for me, like, I don't like dark liquor to the point where, except for, like, my whiskey, which is not really that dark, anything that I can't see. So, like, because the Guinness bottle's so dark or the Magnum bottle's so dark, I'm not going to drink it.
Me used to hate Magnum because it used to taste like cough medicine. But yeah, after drinking that and put a little bit of either boom or Red Bull in it.
Listen, Leah, you do all of the things, them. You do the boom with the Magnum. Cartel needs to sing a song with this. Mix up the boom.
So your boom flick funny.
This is hilarious. Right. That's a good one then. Next one that I've heard about, and nobody before me said this, nobody can tell me said this not true. Cause me have couple and me believe it. They say that pregnant women, when they're craving a food and them not get the food that them a crave, the first part pan them body where them touch, the baby a go mark. Have you ever heard that?
Why? Yes. I feel like Penny just said that the other day.
Yes.
Auntie Penny said that. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
When I get pregnant, let's find out.
Well, I will say this. We have three birthmarks. And my mother testified behind them. So when she did pregnant with me, she didn't want pineapple and she couldn't get it. She didn't want cheese and she never get it. And she didn't want cake and she never get it. And those are like my literally three favorite foods. Like I don't know how I would live if I could not have those foods like in my diet. Like I think that's true. I mean, it's debatable, but I think it's true. What do you think it's a myth or that's bullshit, Lay?
My mother told me I was mark after cherry.
Do you have a mark?
Yeah, used to on the back of my back.
Hi.
Maybe that's why I was so red. Mark at the cherry. I don't know. So she told me.
I'm gonna call it bullshit right now, but I guess the day I get pregnant, I'll have to test it out and see.
That's first what she told me.
I was marked.
The one myth I used to always hear, I mean, it's not food per se, but it's like if you open umbrella over your head,
in
and
a like house
inside, you're never gonna get married.
Yeah, that's true. Are you not living testimony, Leah? Oh, sorry.
I think that's why.
I think Smith should do that as a daily.
So let me curse.
Y'all gotta leave me alone. I be walking around the house with my umbrella open inside.
You ever hear if you dash for bread, you must wet it first?
No, tell us about that
one. The one, you talk about that? The one that I always hear when we're growing up. If you paint on two.
Yes, the finger got drop off. You have to bite the ten of them.
Yeah. That's the foolishness.
No, all right.
Used to believe it.
Okay. So let me ask you something. You ever try not do it yet? You still bite the ten finger, though?
I even wash my face with rice.
That's another one though. They say if you wash your face with rice water, you see Duppy.
I was hoping to see Duppy. I was praying to see my grandmother, and she had the latter number. That's what I prayed for. It never happened though.
Me, I wonder if my sister used to wash her face with rice water because she used to sleepwalk and she used to see a lot of shit.
So you remember this one there? If you eat with a cemetery and you food on a cemetery, Duppy have a ride.
Me never here, but me not eat not that cemetery was, because like they say your tongue.
You at that cemetery or Hogberry or
your tongue will rot now.
I'm gonna be close to cemetery.
Anything that's close to cemetery, like don't you ever ready?
Are your tongue gonna rot now? If your mouth gonna rot now?
That.
Yeah, me not nothing with any. And then them that the Hogberry tree where over the grave, them the Hogberry the always the sweetest, you know.
Them, the hugberry sucked this man out of your nutrients.
The hugberry, them sweet. I can't eat them because you just. And then this is what I mean when we said just name the food, because a lot of it, like all know, the hugberry tree with the grave underneath. You know me, if you got sacrifice, not eat the hug. Which hugberry sweeter than hugberry tree up a tire berry right underneath you? But we used to eat the hugberry before tire dead. I know Tiberi and Anita, I know the hugberry, them sweet.
I want to get body some nutrients over here.
So.
You know what is sweet? Like pile up on back of toilet or banana. Oh, Lord.
Can't top grow up. the Aki tree. But when I ever hear this one about Aki, though, if you eat Aki later night, it will poison you, or I guess I ride you. Which one is it?
The both of them. But Aki is poisonous. Very
never
poisonous.
Me yet.
I haven't eaten Aki since 1998.
You know how Jamaican always say, "Where sweet nanny goat, I go run your belly." Because a holy body food you can't do without it. You know, say it might sweet now, but later when the hello and the goodbye, the hello is much nicer than the goodbye. Let's say that.
I gave up on Aki. That's one thing I don't eat.
Okay.
I do not want no part of Aki. One time being sick from Aki is good enough for you. You do not want it.
How about...
But people say it's the national food. Fuckery. Don't want it.
So what your national food be? Aki nice, but...
Aki. You know what? Me, my sausage with okra and salad. I'm not on there. Fuck Aki. I'm good.
Salad, guys.
You feel the same.
Salad, for those who are not familiar, it's tomato. So, salad is... What about this one? I feel like probably I kind of sort of understand the notion behind this one about coconut water wash off your heart, or young coconut wash off your heart.
That's not bullshit.
I always imagine how it works. And so you know what I do? I add rum to it. I want an extra wash.
Now you take it. Now you take it.
You want to just bring the crosses to your heart.
Exactly.
I imagine it runs over your heart.
Well, I think the notion behind this one is they're saying that coconut water is good for high blood pressure. So, you know, after hearing older folks say, you know, the people like in the Caribbean, you call your stomach your chest and your belly your stomach, and you know, so it could just be your chest for high blood pressure, it calms you down, and then your heart stop beating as fast, and then they say good for your heart.
There's so much foolishness. My granny used to tell me, at even time, when you sit down on that box, you have a techie known one, you're dead.
What? No, say that one again.
Techie known one, you're dead. If I'm sitting, I catch up drop.
Oh, yeah, drop. That's a real thing, though.
Old people just had some old belief.
It's not old beliefs. Like I said, it's a lot of... I feel like our ancestors had very good...
Is either them never want you to be outside at a certain time.
Yes.
Or them not want you to touch their food. Will cost them an arm and a leg. Or something.
But we live and swear by all of these traditional Jamaican food that we love and that our parents have made for us or our grandparents have made for us. And it has been passed down for, you know, generations. And so, yes, a lot of them are funny, but I still feel like even though some of them are borderline superstitious, there's some truth to some.
You want to hear one next one?
Mm-hmm.
More food?
Yeah.
This is one. So they say, if you're female and you want to breed, boil chocho. Eat it and drink the water.
Why?
Didn't hear that.
Yeah, catch
up
on
that. I'm in a breed, I don't know.
You know, like chocho, many like chocho. Yeah. Only fish tea. If they cook chocho in a fish tea, I'm going to drink it. I'm going to eat it.
Boil two chocho there and drink the water, eat the chocho.
And then next year we're going to have a Cousin Lele part two.
When I'm on my trip, I'll try that.
You'll try the chocho?
I'm going to drink it for my whole trip.
Okay.
Our noni. You know the same thing they said about noni?
Yeah, but noni is really good, though. Noni is good for a lot of stuff. Good for your skin. It's good for...
Yeah, but it tastes bad.
Just how me see how they make your rat nantana nasty.
It tastes blasting.
You could have given me a second life in a while.
But that's how I feel about Cersei. But them always say... Or grandparents always say anything tastes bad, good for you. Sarah, see, come here like poison. Me no want nobody giving no Cersei.
Every summer, especially like going back to Jamaica to visit, my cousin used to line us up.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my sister, my other cousin, them just for drinking the noonie.
Cause a washout, then call it. It's like a natural cleanser.
But I think the taste bad.
Listen, you know what my daddy used to do to me? Line we up and did we cut fish cod liver oil for drink. Oh my god!
You feel it with the spirit today.
You through your toe, your big toe stretch out.
Boy, y'all were getting tortured.
Yo, mommy used to have the sweetie ready as daddy throw the cod liver in your mouth and you swallow it. Cause you know what he used to do too. So you're not spit it out in hole your nose, so you have to swallow it. And then we just go put the lollipop in our mouth.
So being honest here, like Cersei might not be best tasting thing, but you should drink Copa Cersei. So me and my cousin, when they come from Mandeville, when they drink Cersei, you know what happened to her?
What?
She had one of the biggest worm ever I ever seen in my
life.
I think it was like at least 20 feet.
So she didn't need a washout.
Yeah, definitely didn't need a washout.
Ah.
Definitely. Because I tell you, when they get there and they put now a rum bottle, oh my god, they fill out the whole rum.
But who put a bottle on? I'm not talking about it. No,
not going like seeing my seat before.
After me now go use the bathroom or bush to catch the worm in a hit. Oh, then find the worm.
You know, I never have worm yet, so I can't explain how worm works.
It depends on certain food. Like, sometimes they say if you eat, pork, you know, the raw fish.
Yeah.
Even some vegetables or something, too much of it.
Here's another.
There's a lot of it on the vegetable, never wash good.
Yeah.
We never catch worm yet, but I've seen
it. I mean, it's common.
Here's another one. That's going to make everybody laugh. It's either you've heard it or you've never heard it. So, you know how, and this goes back to maybe more or less biblical days that has been passed on. So them say, which most Seventh-day Adventist people don't eat pork because they say Jesus did cast the demon into the swines and they run their water dead, whatever. But if you cut a piece of pork and show and pour the white rum on it, you see the maggot, them are crawl out of it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not eating that. Don't eat pork. Me either. I'm not eating that. Nope.
Well, I wish I could eat it, but I'm allergic, so.
Well, no pork over here.
That's not even a bullshit, that's true.
Fire. Yeah, I've seen that one.
If I was allergic, Uggs, I would have known my name. I would drink pork sweet. Oh, Lord.
Yo.
My brother said, you know, I live out there, eat pork, you know? So.
Tell him, say, you're not eat pork, you eat porky. Right? Up. Whoa.
No, some people eat the right pork. Some people eat the wrong pork.
But I know, like, growing up, like, any fruit, especially guava or plum or anything that
yeah.
it kind of soft and your nose a worm in a hit, you wait till night and lock off the light.
Like, tell me, when you get one sweet Robin mango, I'm putting them on top, right?
Oh, God. That's different, though.
You know, I left that. You mean?
Me not left that. Not Neesberry.
You left what? Yeah, I cut out the side of that and gun.
If back the Neesberry at that time is sweet. Me not
left that. Like it fermented.
Me not left that. Yo, we used to have. Me used to have one bedding at the Neesberry tree until me discovered the big green lizard were up in there. Me stopped go up there, but Neesberry, love. Me not care what people say about that. Me not gonna ever stop.
So Evelyn, I jump on you. Yeah, I breathe with you.
not at 6 years old.
What does that mean then?
That is
you are breeding the future.
Somebody in your family I breed.
Okay.
That's always been proven to be true. But that is the that is the known Caribbean or Jamaican pregnancy test. If a lizard jump on you, not even bother go a doctor. Nobody waste your money.
If you can tumble about and spit pan and throw them in a fly then.
No, there is one about that for real.
I know.
Or the little Georgie Pargy that used to fly around. If you sing to the hit, Georgie Pargy, pudding and pie, kiss the girls. Then it would fly away.
No, I want that's my fucking idea come back to Jamaica.
Hey. But it is such an important part of our culture, and it's like aspects of our culture that we need to make sure that we are preserving, because like the way life is and the dynamics and the changes that are occurring, like 10 years from now, or children, they won't know about these stuff. They won't even appreciate that there was a time when, you know, these were like the joys of our childhood.
Yeah.
So
it is.
It was so important. I know they might sound ridiculous, but think about how much joy they've brought to our lives.
Yeah, but we're also progressing too.
Like, yeah. We are.
Picking and playing marble again. Those days are over.
Right? Exactly. That's
perfect. Skip.
Right?
It's all about technology now.
Mm-hmm. Fortnite, or I think the most they'll do outside is probably ride a bike or something. Or if they play a sport, that's about it.
Long fishing on a scooter.
Wow. You talk about that. I long to see somebody putting polish wheel on a piece of stick and running it as a buggy. Buggy!
they still make polish.
What do you mean if they still make polish?
They still make polish.
I would assume so. Let me go to the Dollar Tree tomorrow. I can't call it Dollar Tree. Dolce. Let me go to Dolce tomorrow and find out. And see if I can find a tin of polish.
The one with the kiwi polish.
Oh, yes.
I always wonder where it came from. Never got a chance to look at the can and see where it came from.
Yeah, me either. But maybe we should do that. Maybe we'll talk about all the products that we used growing up that no longer, they're obsolete now. But
like lamb.
Or like how you know that every time I go to Jamaica, when I go home, I always try to bring back blue soap and blue. It's like a thing that I can't outgrow. Like nothing washes, or I don't feel pleased if I don't soak my white stuff in using the washing soap before I even put them in the machine. It's just a thing.
Yeah,
I'm old school. I grew up with my granny, my great grand, and my mama.
The bomber.
Yeah, blue bomber, or even the blue, you know, closed blue where you put in our water.
Uh-huh, where you put in our water.
Mm-hmm. I still use that. Still got a couple down there in the laundry room. So, but guys, have you heard of any more that, I can't think of any more that I thought were hilarious. I mean, there are thousands of other ones out there, but these were probably the most hilarious ones that we could think about tonight. No, Lele.
That's about it.
No, I think that's it.
That's it. So, listeners, if there is a myth out there that we have not mentioned tonight that you heard growing up, or you don't know if it's true, if it's bullshit, if it's borderline superstitious, if it's a superstition, comment on or post. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Cousins and BS. That's CousinandBS. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, subscribe to our podcast. We're available on over 6 different platforms, from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so, so many more. Thank you so much for listening to us tonight. Laugh about the hilarious superstitions about food that we grew up eating in the Caribbean, and let us know about things that you would want us to talk about on an episode in the future. Guys, you want to leave our listeners with any cute myths or saying tonight before we say goodbye?
Sure. Name what you want.
I love it. Lele.
I don't have anything, like that one there,
it's a hit. Just name the food, yeah, man. Catch you guys next week on another episode of Cousins and BS. Walk good.